Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, a few more minutes, Pops, and then we finna get up off here. Okay. Because the nigga getting tired.
You getting tired.
I'm getting tired. You finna do these people reading. Because everybody, they, bitch, I'm not finna sit here reading. What that lady do when she called in? A hee hee ha.
Nigga.
A nigga fuck you.
Cause it all
come back to me.
Cause it all.
Hey. Oh, the call line, they're going way too
you guys are doing the fool. The call line is through the roof.
Yeah, the call line.
You guys have any questions or anything? Or you guys, what's the
question? They want to get read.
They want readings now?
Listen.
You guys have any questions? Are you guys loyal? You guys want readings? Any song requests?
608-3180. You live on the air. Turn me down in the bag.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Armand, it's Donovan.
Oh, Donovan, what's going on, Pooh? How are you?
From Wisconsin. Hi. And hi to your man, too. I still don't know his name. Haven't seen his face, but his voice. I don't know. I like his voice because it's pleasant and he just seems like a nice person to be around. So hello
thank
to you,
you so
too.
Much. That's KJ.
My name's KJ. So thank you. Thank
Hi
you
there.
For that comment. Hi.
You're welcome. Armand, okay, so ever since, like, we've been in quarantine, right, I have been in, like, because I'm a huge Nicki fan too, right? Actually, I just, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a real, like, you're just, like, a real fan of music, yes, and you've been involved in the industry before. I have been, like, looking up and researching whether or not, because you know how people be like, oh, are these, is the industry Illuminati? Is it evil? Is it Illuminati and stuff? And I had got into that and I was just watching a couple of people's YouTube videos in between yours. And
okay.
A lot of the stuff that I had watched actually made a lot of sense and a lot of it was real. They were talking about how Beyonce might be a witch and a sorcerer and how can I not say something? Oh.
No, I'm just saying I don't know that if she's I cannot jump on out the window on record and call Beyonce a witch and a sorcerer. I definitely cannot jump out the window and say that. I'm definitely not gonna call Beyonce a witch or a sorcerer. I'm definitely not about to jump out the window with that.
Okay, and then listen to this claim. They were talking about how there's a spiritual battle going on between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. And
are
they
you
both
watching Tasha K?
No, I'm not watching Tasha K. Am I? I'm watching like
I wasn't ready for that.
They do what you do. They do tarot. They do tarot, like what you do.
Oh,
yes?
Okay.
So they were talking about she wasn't pulling no cards or nothing, but she was talking about how Nicki and Cardi are doing voodoo against each other and how Nicki's been doing that and she actually used that against Kim.
Okay.
And Nicki and Cardi are using voodoo against each other and are also doing voodoo to help each other, to help themselves in their own careers. Yes. And that's what you have to do. And you have to have some type of like spirit. You have to practice voodoo once you become that high in the industry, because people like not only other celebrities will do voodoo against you, but normal people and people that don't even know you and just regular everyday people that could be anywhere might be doing stuff against you. So they said that you have to have some type of spiritual being to protect you or something like that. And then they're talking about Jay-Z and how he's been involved in like some high level sorcery. I don't know if I want to keep going because like this is like some major claims. But isn't that crazy? Like, have you ever done? You have, yes. You ever been interested in stuff like that?
No, and, like, I haven't been interested in that. I actually haven't heard anything like that. I'm not in those conversations. I'm not in those rooms. I don't talk to those individuals. And if I feel like the energy is going that way, guess what I do? I go the opposite way. So I don't know if any of those claims that you've alleged on this channel are true. And I definitely cannot jump out the window and say Nicki Minaj is a sorcerer. I'm definitely not saying that Tasha K. I mean, not Tasha K. She might be. I'm not saying that Cardi B is a sorcerer. And I'm not saying, definitely not saying that Beyonce and Jay-Z are into witchcraft and sorcery. Those are a hell of a lot of allegations. And I'm definitely not, you know, co-signing that on this platform.
I know. What's it called? I was just, I don't know, because once I have found my, so this is what kind of like made a little bit of, this is what kind of made a little bit of sense to me, because you know, like, sometimes I find guys attractive and everything, and they were talking about how the Bible doesn't promote homophobia, but the devil or whatever tells, because the devil like controls music, the industry, the devil,
yes,
tells,
yes.
Like
Lucifer is the god of music and this and that.
That's why Nicki has a whole bunch of crazy gay fans, and like they turn people gay and stuff. And they said that's why there's like this huge feminine agenda now going in hip hop. Did you just see that Bad Bunny video where he dressed up as a girl and he had like tits and everything, and he was with hair and
I didn't see it. Send it to me. However, they've been saying that there's a gay agenda since the beginning of time. However, as a gay person, I want you to understand, and I think this is very important for you to know, you are going to hear a lot of those things, and you're going to hear a lot of people and a lot of straight people and a lot of people that don't like gay people make you feel like you're weird, because this is the word that I'm getting from you, make you feel like you've done something wrong, make you feel like you're perverted, make you feel like you're a problem, and make you feel like there is some agenda. However, and that is a way to discourage you from being comfortable and being happy with yourself. Understand, you can be gay and you don't have to be the things that the media says that you are. Because I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, people can say that gay means this and gay means that, but that does not mean that that's who you are. Just like they say that black people are this and black people are that, but you know what type of black person you are. All black people are not ghetto. All black people don't eat fried chicken Kool-Aid and drink and eat watermelon with micro braids and yarn green twists.
Yes, yes.
You know
I
what
understand.
I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I think the bigger picture for you to focus on, because you're recently out and you're in college now and you're in a city with predominantly whites and this, that, and the third, you need to understand that you're going to hear a lot of things that are not the most favorable about gay people. However, you cannot let that confuse you, because straight people are just as problematic.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Armand.
Yes.
Yes, yes, that does make sense.
All right, and you be good.
I don't be having issues like that with like a whole bunch of other people. But thank you so much.
But I'm saying like your thought process, like, don't overthink it. Your thought, not with other people, just your thought process, because things that you read and things that you hear, you'll start to internalize them, because you said to me, you know, I like guys, and they said that gay people, there's a gay agenda. Like, you don't, there's no gay agenda. Like, you're going to, and people saying things like a gay agenda almost makes a gay person feel like, well, damn, am I wrong? Like, don't. Like, that people will say a lot of disparaging things about gay people. So make sure you don't internalize the negative, is what I'm saying to you. As far as the Nicki situation, I don't fucking know. Like, I'm not finna get into that bullshit. But I think there's a bigger picture with you and the gay. Fuck Nicki Minaj, fuck Cardi B, because they don't know me or you.
Yes, I understand.
And you've obviously drifted off into a place where you're watching people say gay, and gay people are, what triggered me is when you said that gays are turning people. We don't turn people anything. We don't take advantage of people's free will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexuality is not a trend. I think some people try to claim that it's a trend, and they'd be like, they're pushing this agenda. No, it's not a trend. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you.
And we don't turn people. Like I said, we don't take advantage of people and make people gay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
Okay. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night. And you make
you
sure
too.
You
love
still
you,
do
bye.
Your homework. Love you too. Bye. Whew. Cassie, how did you feel about that?
That
was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot because it went from like the Illuminati. When I was in like high school, I used to watch the Illuminati videos.
Me too. I used to watch all the Illuminati.
They are
convincing. They're nice. Yes.
But then you got to think like, well, I don't know. For me, when I started to do stuff in the industry as far as like styling and stuff, and I used to think these people are in it and they're not in the Illuminati.
Well, I have to think about even like me and you to a certain degree, like I'm a public figure, you're dating a public figure. We don't sit in here and chant and do weird shit. We're not in here cutting. I'm not in here cutting my motherfucking self. And
cutting
like,
up animals and sacrificing them and doing
I'm
the
not
black
in here
and white.
And I'm not in here chanting to no weird shit.
No. So that's what made me think like you can't make it seem like everybody is successful because anybody you see that's famous is successful because they gave their life to the devil. Like that is not everybody. Some people are talented. We like them and they make it. That is what it is. A lot of people are that way. Do I think that some people might have chosen to do that?
These
maybe
people in the comments laughing at my ass.
And laughing at you, what you do.
No, I just said I'm not in here chanting no weird shit. And you know I'm not.
No, you're not. No, I'm definitely not here chanting on no weird shit. Because, I don't even go. When we go to the store to buy the stage, it's a whole weird shit section that I don't go to. I don't play with that weird shit. Okay? No. I'm not doing that. So, no, I don't think that that's everybody. I think they put that on people. And then I feel like if you're so into that and the devil is taking over you, how do some of these people get in front of large crowds and talk about God? Like, I don't feel like you could do that. If the devil is just so in your body and you really believe in religion like that, they wouldn't be able to do that. So I don't know. But that's like social allegedly because editing videos, you can make anything look like anything you want.
Period.
You can make anybody or anything look like the way you want it to come out. That's what they do on all these shows, the Love and Hip Hop, the Rock. They make it some stuff way messier than what it was. They cut out scenes where the person actually said something and we'll never know what they said because they cut that part out. So you think they only
said
one part.
Somebody said the last caller was a bottom.
What
right? Okay, let's move
on.
What
does that have to do with anything?
404.
Oh, my God.
3367. You're live on the air.
Really, not calling.
Hello.
The car lines are still through the room. Hey, what's going on, Ma?
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's happening?
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
I've been watching for about 2 years. Yes, I love y'all.
Thank you, yes.
I was just calling just to say hey, and you keep doing what you're doing. I enjoy your show. You really have been helping me out during this quarantine. So I'm in the
Thank you. So let me ask you a question. There is an opportunity, and me and you as friends, and you feel like you can advance in life, but the person that approaches you is the oppity-op-ops. Are you going to take the offer from the oppity-op-ops and shit on me, your friend?
No.
To advance in life? Be honest.
Hell no. No. I don't do no stuff.
And then
like
the
that.
Next week we get into it. Are you going to go on social media and spill everything that you think you might know and everything that you do know about me on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube?
No, I don't know why people do stuff like that. No, I don't do that. Like, I'll just act like I don't know what's nothing that's going on. I'm not going to spill. I don't think that's loyal, period. Like,
but is loyalty a thing? Now, let me take it a step further. As YouTubers, gossip, do you think that loyalty is important, or do you think that YouTube gossipers shouldn't have any loyalty towards each other?
I think with that, I'm not saying y'all shouldn't have loyalty towards each other, but it's kind of like, I mean, you should have like a, you know, if y'all have an established friendship, y'all should just have, you know, it should, you shouldn't be blasting each other. Now, if you guys are not like friends, like close, I can understand where it's like a business. But at the same time, if y'all have established a friendship and y'all are cool, then no, it shouldn't be, you know, blasting each other and talking shit. Like, I mean, stuff. I'm sorry. You can't curse.
No, you can
curse
on
this
one. We have enough fans and subscribers that have donated. They have allowed, they have opened the curse gate. You know, these lives, when you have the, when I play music stuff, no, the thank the people that donate in Super Chat, because they make it available for us to say curse words. I would love to curse. The only reason why we can't curse is because when y'all start cursing, we can't get paid.
Oh, yeah. I want you to get paid now.
Yeah.
But I mean, if y'all have if y'all haven't established that relationship, then, I mean, no, but at the same time, like, it's just certain levels to exposing. Like, I don't feel like y'all should be exposing, they should be exposing you or anything like that. Certain things, people aren't like that in real life now.
Somebody
like,
said, hold on, Carter. Somebody said, are you getting paid? Absolutely not. I'm not getting paid right now. This video is totally demonetized. However, I don't mind because you guys have been helping me out all week. But to answer your question, these long lives, these music lives, none of these I get paid for unless you tip. Okay. 3367. Go ahead, babe. No, go ahead.
Oh, no. And also, I subscribe to your Spirit Lounge. I love when you recall.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, boo. Well, thank you for
Gemini.
Calling. I'm going to take some more calls,
June
okay?
7, Gemini.
June 7. How old are you? You born in 89, huh?
No, I was born in 82. I'm like 30.
82, so you're a little bit older. But okay, girl, I feel your energy, though. Me and you will still be friends. Shout out to you. Bye, baby.
Love y'all, man. Bye, Casey.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a lot of people in here. I did not realize that this many people wanted to call in. It's a lot of people.
Oh, you guys are getting to get into this.
Hey. That's a lot. For this time of night and the level we're on, do you think that's a lot of people or no? I definitely think so.
Yeah, you answered. You asked and answered.
I definitely think so. But we cannot get to everybody.
Yeah.
'Cause my eyes won't stay open. But it's not because I'm drunk. It's because I smoked that weed. 226017, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just want to say, of course, I called in the other night, and I still love you guys. I feel like you need to continue to do what you do, and I ain't fucking with the ops. Okay?
Okay.
And I want you to read me.
Okay.
Yes.
She won a quick little one, Carter.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, let me see what they got for you. Ooh.
Uh-oh. What's the ooh?
No, this is, listen, it's not bad. It's just the fact, the idea to me, the energy that I got, that girl, you have to stop holding the grudges. So choose to forgive in order to heal. So the things that you feel like a person has wronged you, stop holding on to that. They know that they've done wrong, and you know that you know that they've done wrong. They know that already. You don't have to keep reminding them. You don't have to keep reminding yourself, and you don't have to feel like they don't understand how they wronged you. So I don't know if this is a relationship or a parent, or a friendship, but anybody that, you know, you're still holding on to any, you know, trauma that they have caused you. And I feel like you feel like they're not, like, I kind of feel like you feel like they think it's all cool. And you just, and it's not that it's all good. You just haven't got over it. Whatever that is, whatever trauma you've experienced, you're still holding on to that with that person. But that person is still very much in your life. I don't know.
Oh, goodness. I thought I blocked his ass, though. I hope he don't. He's not still.
Well, maybe he. Maybe it's
that.
Not. Maybe it's deeper than that, because it says, "Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries." Oh, child. Maybe this is him.
Okay.
Are you still in love with him secretly and just mad?
No. Because he was a little crazy. So
okay. Does he still love you? You think?
Yes, and I think that's still like keeping me from moving on in a sense. But I don't want that. Like, I really want to just like move the fuck on.
No. If you really want to move on, you would
love you. So that's keeping you from moving on,
right?
I mean, I feel like, okay, what happened with the trauma and all that stuff, like, I just completely blocked and moved. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just that bad. But I haven't moved on yet. So it's not like I'm thinking about him or, you know.
So you abruptly ended everything immediately, but
yes.
You never dealt with what actually happened. So maybe you're not in love with him, but you... Well, that means you're probably still a little bit have some type of feelings for him, and so you're just not. You need to deal with those
first, period.
And then completely. That's when you'll completely be able to move on, because you're trying to just skip the dealing with the feelings
and block
and blocked you. I don't want to deal with you any further.
Right.
She needs to be real with herself.
Yeah, you need to be a little bit more honest with yourself, because it's not just that he loves you and he has the feelings. You have a little bit of feelings that you didn't deal with either.
And if you really want to get over it, deal with the fact that it didn't work and you thought it was going to work. Deal with the fact that you thought you was going to have a baby, or maybe you were pregnant at one point and had an abortion. Deal with all of that shit.
No.
Deal with the fact that the shit that you thought that the shit was going to be what it was and it wasn't. Once you deal with the fact of that, deal with maybe a motherfuckers didn't think that he was supposed to be for you, but you lost some friends or you disappointed some people dealing with that nigga, and he disappointed you still. Once you deal with the fact that you fucked up with dealing with a fuck ass nigga, then you'll be able to get over it.
Right.
Accept
yes,
that.
That's what I'm
Accept
talking
about. Accept that L.
Yes, I got you. Thank you. I needed to get it.
Why are you laughing?
Thank you so much.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're telling the truth. Like, you know, I've talked to people, but ain't nobody ever gave it to me like that. So, I can respect that for sure. Like, I love y'all, and yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No problem. No, but that's kind of sometimes what it is. Once you be like, yo, I was on some bullshit.
But it takes that, because that's like taking that, like you said, the biggest thing is taking the L, and some people don't be wanting to take that L. So they did move on, but they didn't move on with everybody in the situation.
Right.
They
take that L.
They just
take that L, bitch.
No.
And she hasn't taken that L.
People want to know what happened. You need to.
And you need to be like, bitch, you was right.
You was right. Let's move. Now let's move on.
You need to take that L. He's the fool.
You're probably avoiding people.
Yes.
Not replying
to text.
She
needs
to
take that L wholeheartedly. You need to take that L. Right or wrong?
Right.
414-8160. You're live on the air. We dropped three calls. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is Chakra. I just wanted to call in because I'm up.
Is this Chakra Blue?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I love you, girl. I'm going to play your record after this.
Can you play my new one? It's called Bye For Now. But I do want to talk about this, though. Since I am a female rapper and I do identify as a, what they call it, a stud, I want to know, do you think I have any chance at making it? Because I don't like to show my titties on my butt. So, like, I don't know. I think I have to do that in order to make it now.
Okay. What's your new record? I'm going to play that, and I'm going to answer your question after I listen to an updated record.
Okay. It's called Bye For Now.
Okay. Okay. Bye for now. I'm about to listen to that. Oh, you put a lot of music out since the music
show.
Yeah,
I do that. Yep.
Okay. Let me listen to that, and I'm going to let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's just go ahead. Okay. I'm going to bring you here. Shakara, which one is her number? Okay. I love Shakara. I love Shakara. Shakara?
Yes.
Yes. So I've listened to you a lot, and I think that you're witty. I think that you're sharp, and I think that you're smart, and I think that you have charisma, uniqueness, and talent. I think that you need to find that pocket. Like, there's a thing that us creatives call a pocket, and I believe that you have that pocket, because what was that record that was charting? And I voted for it every week.
Throw down, B.
Throw down, bitch.
See, I know.
Like, you was in a pocket there, but...
See, I got different personality.
Ever since
so
that
this.
Record, though, you've not been in the pocket. So if I asked you, if you asked me based on this record, would you make it? Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not. You need to find that pocket of throwdown, because since that record, and I've listened to your stuff, there has not been a record that locked in yet. I don't know what you were going through during that time, but if you're not going through that now, you need to go back to that space. Because it was like a confidence and an arrogance and a cockiness and a smartness and a wittiness that you possess, and a style and a flair. And for some reason, it's not translating through the rest of the music. But it's not to say that you don't have it, because you do. You definitely have it, but it goes kind of in and out. Like, you know how a light will flicker on and off? You just have it completely locked into the socket. But I would be lying to say you don't have it. You gotta keep, you gotta go, you gotta find your pocket. Cause I was like, if I play that other record, people won't even remember that I played this last record. It don't even sound it's night and day. Okay, I'm gonna play. Which one is it? Throw down.
It's called.
And I'm gonna play that.
Throw down.
And it's got. Listen, it's night and day. It's night and day. I'm gonna bring you back.
Bring me back.
Hello.
It's throw night down. And day. It's night and day.
Little bit, throw down. Throw down. Throw down. Throw down. Throw down.
Yo, that's a whole different energy, bruh. Like, it's a whole different energy. That's the pocket you need to be in. So you definitely have to say that you don't have it is not true. But you have lost that pocket.
I try not to be that artist that creates the same song over and over.
You need to do what works.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your pocket. And you need to stay in your pocket. Stay in your pocket and let them, and get known for your pocket. Then transition. Let's think about who's the hardest thing. In my opinion, I feel like the hardest rapper out right now, I don't care, is DaBaby. But the nigga, people will debate that he sounds the same. But the nigga is blowing, and he's created a new sound of music to where Nicki and Cardi and Drake and everybody's having to put respect on that nigga's name.
Mm-hmm.
QC is having to put respect, you know, Future is having to put respect on that nigga's name. So you were in a pocket right there. That's right. Where you need to go back to that place. This other shit is not it. That throw down is the pocket. Mm-hmm. That right there is the pocket, bitch. That's it. Go ahead, Pops. I mean, you can go ahead and respond.
No, I agree. I think that you need to find. It's even like Tyga. Look at Tyga. I feel like Tyga is a big example. He has other genres of music that he likes to put out, but when he wants to put out his music and his singles, it's that same pocket and flow because it resonates with him. You have that throwdown resonates with you. It's not just like you're repeating the same song. It's where you repeating your sound.
She was in her bag on that. She was feeling hood. She was feeling sexy. She was feeling fly. The confidence there. She felt like, you know, I'm that nigga. I'm that bitch. Whatever, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
bitch,
she
throw
was
it down
feeling,
like the car.
You were,
on the
you
table,
were, you were
like,
in your, you were, you were locked in. You were in rare form on that record. You need to go back there. This other shit is you
I'm
trying to. You're, it's a, this other shit is like you throwing the fishing rod and hoping that something stick or
it
catch.
Even, it even goes like when you see people in fashion, when you see them trying to be different, and you're like, you're trying so hard to be different. You're trying so hard to be different. You're to the point where you're basic because it's like you have on everything that's expected, that's considered different. Don't be expected different. Just be you, and that's if that's the pocket you're in, stay in that pocket. You know your lane. Don't try to transition and make yourself like, oh, I'm doing something different, because it's like that's not even really you at some point. Do what works for you and that's good for you. That's how I feel.
Thank you. Okay. Good peace.
Thank you, caller. We're going to continue to listen to Thoran. Thank you, Shakara Blue. Thank you. Okay. So that's the energy she needs to be on. If it don't sound like that record, it don't need to be out. What you think, Pops?
Agreed. And I think that it needs to stay in that lane, that version, those type of beats, that energy, that confidence. And then you can do your little mixtapes where you transition, where people have fallen in love with you and they like almost anything you put out. But right now, catch the audience.
Yeah, and listen, because one thing I am happy to say is she does have it, because she can tap into it, but she doesn't know how to, she hasn't found how to find it again.
Well, she said she don't want to sound the same. Stop worrying about sounding the same. Sometimes people need to know you for. Sometimes people need to know you for a
sound.
We know the Migos for a type
sound.
Of sound. We know
Travis
the Baby
Scott.
For a type of sound. Travis Dre. Scott for a type of sound. So you trying to be everybody's sound or all these different sounds? I don't really know you or can. Jhené Aoki, she has a sound. Summer Walker has a sound. Everybody has a sound that we resonate with. When I'm thinking of what type of music or who I want to listen, what type of music I want to listen to, I know the person to go to because I know what sound they have. If I want to chill, I know who to go to. If I want to turn up, I want to know who I want to go to because they have that sound. I don't want to click somebody's album and they're all over the place, so
absolutely.
I can't even sit there and play it.
I agree.
You need
I
to
agree.
Tap into a sound in a like you said, a pocket.
We still have over 300 people on here. And we didn't bid on this thing for 6 hours. Okay, I have to do 756-5221. You're live on the air. Hello?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not playing. Yeah. No, that's that dude playing games. That's not like a call from another number. I hung up. Anybody white, unfortunately, I'm immediately hanging up. 347-1602, you're live on the air.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
Hold on. Are you okay?
I'm okay, but you had really caught me off guard.
Why?
What you had just said. Did you say anybody white
yes,
calling in right now?
Yes,
I will not be playing.
Everybody
games.
That has white has called in has been trolling.
I'm going to just let that move on.
347-1602, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's Tony again from New York.
Tony from New York. What's going on, Tony?
Good. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I called in earlier today, but then I don't know what happened. I think it got cut off or whatever, whatnot. And then you was talking about the whole fact of will you ever mess with the ops or whatever? And I was just thinking to myself, let's be real. Sometimes you never know a person's an op unless you guys get into an argument and they say things out their ass and they turn back and they do the shit behind your back and they, like you said, take an interview with people to be spiteful, because I actually kind of went through.
So what happened
like
to your best friend, Tony? What happened when you and your friend? Your friend did that to you.
Good. Actually kind of good. All right, so it was like, it was me and my friend, and I actually met her through my best friend. Remember, mm-hmm. she's fake Jamaican, and she's messed with all these Jamaicans.
So the female. Well, okay.
Yes.
Mm.
Female. And I feel like she was the type of person to let people feed her head, let her know that, oh, my God, my best friend was trying to kill her, yada, yada, yada. And I'm over there looking like, what are you talking about? You letting people feed your head, you going crazy, whatever, whatnot. Mind you, her and my best friend got into an argument, but that's like a whole story of a car or whatever. Now,
your best friend was a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Okay, so two girls getting into it, okay. And there's two straight girls?
Yes. I know.
Okay.
This is kind of messy anyways. But anyways, what happened in the mix? All right, so they got into an argument over a car or whatever, whatnot. So let's be truly fair. Okay, so long story short, the friend ended up talking to my best friend's ex-boyfriend, airing out all her business or whatever, and I'm over there looking like, what are you doing, whatever, okay, right? I didn't check her. I just let it be, whatever, because anyways, on my place. So she went on Facebook, and she put on her timeline, and she aired all her business, even with me, talking about, oh, I'm touching her two-year-old nephew, my two-year-old son, and I'm over like, wait, hold on. What are you talking about? So I had to press her about that shit, because I was like, yo, you're making Jamaicans, right, who's her following, feel like, oh, I'm touching a two-year-old child who I watched from the day he was born. Like, literally, I can say this child is like my son. Now, my issue, like, I'm just over looking like, sis, you got all this animosity in you, and then you're forced to add our business because you got an argument with my best friend. And I didn't even get into it. I was told to, like, yo, think before you speak, whatever. And she's like, well, you were in it, and you feel like you wanted to kill me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Ain't nobody trying
okay,
to kill
so
me.
I get energy from her already. You didn't touch those two-year-olds because, first of all, I get energy from her. You didn't do that. But she's one of those messy-ass women that you'd end up probably calling fish, and she's a terrible mother. And she really doesn't give a fuck about her kids, and she probably doesn't know who the baby father is of her kids, or if she does, they're not together. However, she was mad at you, so she probably called you a faggot and a child molester, and you have
That's
to just
true.
Understand... You have to understand that that comes with the territory when you deal with at least 50% of women, period. Because
you know what's so funny?
You are a gay man, and at the end of the day, not all, but a lot of women, when they get upset, you will be an HIV-infested faggot and child molester.
In the Jamaican word. And it's so funny.
And
in
that's
Jamaican,
how they
Jamaica,
feel about you deep down. Not all, but a vast majority
right.
of them feel that way about you, even the ones that kiki in your face.
It's so funny, like you said that, and I remember I wanted to talk about the whole fish thing, because in Jamaica, they call us gay people fish. So my mom over there like, okay, now, you cannot call me a fucking fish, whatever. But then now she's actually playing the victim, like, oh, I miss my friends, yada, yada. I'm also like, you know what? I can't mess with you no more, because you did what you did. Mm-hmm. They come back at you. Because like you said, you can't fuck with the ops. Because at the end of the day, whoever did you wrong, I'm on, I feel like in the long run, they're going to come back, want to try to be friends again, because they see what they did was wrong. Like, it's a conscience thing. It's like, it's,
but
like,
there's no coming back
people,
to that, because she threw out there that you touched her kid and you didn't touch her kid.
I know you didn't touch her kid, and I will never ever forgive her.
But
and
she was there wrong for that. So I'm saying that to say this. If she would say you would touch her kid, you got to be careful, because she would set you up and let some niggas murder you. Period. And I see that.
Fucking
she
right.
would do that. So don't stay around her, because she'll have some niggas and rob you. She'll have some niggas come and beat you up. She'll have some niggas hurt you. Be careful.
Of course.
Be careful with her. And if you associate with her, that will, if you continue to befriend her, somebody's either going to hurt you or they're going to murder you. Period. That's what's going to happen.
Nah, I told her I can't be friends. Oh, and she's like, oh, I miss. I'm like, no. I can't. I really can't be friends, because my spirit doesn't take to her. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be friends at all. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to. It's like, I grew up, you know, I'm not going to lie, though. I grew up, like, like 15 years out of my life without my mother. And then when me and my mother reconnected, she felt like I should owe her apology. And I'm like, okay, I don't owe you apology because then you left me for dirt. But
you don't owe your mother apology. Your mother needs to understand what she done is wrong, but something in your mother deep down, she feels like she can't be any better, and she's kind of given up on herself. So she's probably looks at you like the bigger person. Even you're like, you're my mother, but she looks at you the bigger person, and she's probably still that woman that's like, no, motherfucker, you owe me an apology, because she doesn't like to always outwardly express when she's wrong. But your mother knows that she's wrong. And it's unfortunate. And you know what, to be honest with you, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but she's never going to get over that. That's probably going to be how she is until she dies. And you just have to accept it. She's never going to get over that. She's never going to change.
Same as my sister. Like, she always been jealous of me because my mother liked me more when we were younger. And then I'm like, okay, why she liked me more when you knew her longer than I have? Like, you've been raised by my mother. I wasn't. So she's like, well, you've been away and whatever. And I was like, okay. Same thing with her. She tried to play like, she doesn't want that type of people around her through her kids. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you is, I'm just not going to be around you either, because it's like, it's just like, you know what? It's just like,
okay,
you know,
so now,
like,
but I have to be honest with you, Tony, whatever
sister,
energy
though,
you're giving off is making people uncomfortable too. So what do you get? Because this is the girl, the guy, your sister. So what are you giving off that makes people feel uncomfortable? Are you just wearing your gayness on your sleeve? Because to be honest, that is unnecessary too. Like, you can be gay, but you don't have to be flamboyant everywhere. Everybody doesn't
flaming. No. With my sister, is the fact that she was angry at me too, because my sister, like, my mother liked me more. It wasn't about.
Are you HIV positive?
No.
Okay, so you're not
no.
promiscuous. Okay. No, I just have to ask because I'm trying to figure out why people are having an issue around you being around kids. Are you what are you doing?
No. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. No. It's just like this is like an argument when my sister's talking about it. Come to find out. My sister liked me around my nieces and nephews. She trusted me, but the jealousy of my sister because of my mother liked me more than her. She said she's just the type of person who speak out without thinking sometimes. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. I know. No. Come on, no.
Okay, so you just think your sister was... No, I know. But, you know, I have to ask... I'm not saying that I believe.
I know,
I'm just asking the questions because I have to be optimistic on both ends. However, at the end of the day, the girlfriend, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not really getting messages from the sister. I feel like you can repair that. But the friend, I think that don't trust her because she'll put you in a situation where you're harmed. And I think with your mom, you need to understand that your mom is your mom and she's probably never going to change. But it doesn't mean that you need to change your character. Still be the same loving son, charismatic, happy, I love you, mom person that you've been. And one day she'll understand it, and it might be too late, but at the end of the day, guess what? When she dies, you'll know that you did everything you could to try to build a relationship with your mom, so your conscience will be clear.
It's all right,
does
mom.
That make sense?
That makes perfect sense to me. Very perfect sense to me. Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that what matters at the end of the day, when our parents pass away, even if they don't get it, we know that we tried. And I think that's the only thing that matters. At this point, all that matters is if you try. Even when it hurts. Even when you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah,
right.
This is the reality. But at the end of the day, you will be blessed and you will be honored and you'll be looked out for and you'll be okay.
Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you. I love you for watching. Right. Thanks for calling.
Anytime.
DM me if you need to talk, okay? All right, bye.
Okay.
I love my boys. You know, it's not a lot of people out there for us boys. So I
know.
If you need to talk, I'm available for my boys, because we don't have a lot of resources. So,
all right.
Contact.
All right, cool.
All right,
cool.
Bye.
I will. Take care.
Yes, girl. The girls are getting clear tonight. Yeah, the people are like, okay, my man that got up and walked away. But, you know, I be having to talk to my boys, y'all, because they be needing help. And I just can't, like, I don't know. I just feel like the boys don't get a chance. They don't. Like, a lot of boys don't get a chance. So I just talk to them when I can. Okay, we are back, bitch. We are back, we are back, we are back, we are back with another motherfucking video. Who is all on the chat? Are y'all up tonight? Because we are quarantining. I know somewhere it's 3:25 in the morning. And I know somewhere I got to go home, go to work from home. And I know that somewhere somebody is working on the front line. And I know somewhere somebody ain't got shit to do, so they up with me. And I also know that somewhere it is 2:25 in the morning, and I know here that it is 12:25 in the morning, and my heartburn has just connected and tapped in, and we have a call line full of people, and so we're going to try to get through as many people as we can, because you guys are on here such late at night. 929-8589, you are live on the air.
I'm on.
What's popping? Where you at, and what time is it? Where you at?
I'm in New York. I'm in Brooklyn. It's 3:26. Oh my God. First time calling.
So what you doing up? Let me ask you, how is it out there? Like, y'all have 50% of the coronavirus out there. Are you scared or like what are you doing?
Listen, my boyfriend's friend just died. He was 30 something from corona, so it's kinda crazy out here.
Are you serious?
I'm very, very serious. But it's just too much to even think about.
Okay.
I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to answer your question. Are you effing with the op?
Yes.
So technically, I came on to you from Tasha K. She was talking a lot of, you know, and I wasn't a wino, but I just sipped some wine. So I came over to you and I'm like, let me see what this is about. And I've been on you for months, literally months. So technically, okay, am I loyal or not loyal?
You're not her friend, so you're just a viewer. So because there's a content creator who drags me all day, and they get a lot of subscribers from throwing me in the title. And you probably saw me because I was dragging her. And you probably saw a drag video and was like, hey, I like this guy. He's reading the fuck out of her, but I like Tasha K too. But this motherfucker's funny because he's dragging the fuck out this hoe. So I'm just here to consume content. It's probably how you got there. But at the end of the day, I feel like you, slightly, to be honest with you, if you were supposed to be a wino and you're on the phone with me, no, you're not loyal because you're a wino. You're supposed to be. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? But there's a difference. There's winos, and then there's people, there's B&B squad members, and there's people that just like YouTube. You know what I mean? Like my moderators, some of my members, like they don't jump from chat to chat to chat to chat to chat. However, just like there's some watchers in here that are even on here now that I see, but in their messy as shit, and I see them in everybody's chat. But at the same time, I don't see them with any memberships. So you can tell the people that are actually for you, and you can tell the people that are just consumers of the content. And there's nothing wrong with being just a consumer of the content. There's nothing wrong with that because people exist.
Yeah, I think I'm both, though. I'm definitely for you, and I love your content as well. But I just wanted to answer the question. We'll be calling in more. I love you, Armand.
Thank you so much. Oh, I just hung up on somebody on accident. So sorry, 604. 774-8605.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what you talking about?
Yo, lips dry as hell. You better lick them rugs.
No, let me tell you something. How dry? Let me see how dry. Bitch, let me tell you something. These lips is not dry. It's probably all this white light. What do you think I could put on my lips? Let me know. What would you like to see me put on my lips? Because you obviously getting into me. You trying to figure out if you like me or not. Because you wouldn't be giving a fuck about my lips. Oh, he hung up. Why these boys be trying to come on here and trying to get into me? And they're not sure if I will respond to them or not. So they want to be funny. 5-6-3-3. And my thing is, they be thinking I'm going to hang them up.
But do you wait that long to say what you got to say to just hang up?
That's what I'm saying. He was on hold for hella long. You like me. 5-6-3-3-6-2-2. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yo.
And 2 o'clock.
Nigga.
Over, maybe, huh?
Nigga.
Listen. Hold on. Talk to me. Why are you hanging up? Oh, see, these people are bored. They're miserable in the quarantine. 484-0416. See, this is going to make me end the show. Hello? 484-0416.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's popping?
I'm from Philly. I always watch your show. I mainly watch your show when it comes to Nicki Minaj, because that's my favorite
artist.
Yeah, it's
already. Niggas out in Philly. It's a lot of niggas out in Philly. I love Philadelphia.
Yes, born and raised. I'm from West Philly.
Shout out to Philly. Turn me down in the back. I can hear myself. Okay, so you like the Nicki Minaj commentary. So what's going on? Talk to me nice.
I'm a real fan. So I am going to be honest. I don't like her attitude, but I do think she's a very talented woman. And her hustle is what I admire the most.
Absolutely. I love Nicki Minaj. I think that her hustle is phenomenal. But at the same time, I think that Nicki Minaj is falling off. I think Nicki Minaj is on her way out. And I think that Nicki Minaj, most importantly, is no longer inspired.
Yeah, I think she did it to herself, though, mainly because her attitude. That's
yes.
Who she can blame is herself. But
yes.
She got a lot of competition now.
And I don't think she was expecting that, but
no,
she soon
she
realized that she was
yeah.
human being. You know what I mean? Because she, I think a lot of people weren't, I think here's what fucked people up. Nicki Minaj always knew that she was going to be the best female rapper ever. I don't even think there'll be somebody better after her. I think once Nicki
mm-hmm.
Minaj goes, we have lost the best female rapper of all times before or
mm-hmm.
after her. Think that she was expecting the social media era where rhymes and bars didn't fucking matter. It was
exactly.
more personality, likes, followers, and comments.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Twerking, yeah. I get
twerk,
it.
You know what I mean? Engagement.
You don't even know
how
to twerk.
Many followers do you have? I don't think she was expecting to compete
mm-hmm.
with public opinion in the sense of likeability and followers and likes and shares.
Mm-hmm.
Social media.
Where it's talent, yeah.
Yes. And I think that's, and I don't think she even, I personally don't feel like Nicki Minaj, and she doesn't have to, but I feel like and she doesn't feel like it too, but I feel like the arrogance in her and the little bit of like pride in her is like, bitch, do you know who I am? I'm Nicki Minaj. I don't have
mm-hmm.
to have likes. I don't have to have views and subscribers. Like,
mm-hmm.
bitch, you know, that's just like me saying, bitch, I'm not getting a TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going on TikTok.
Right.
I'm not on Snapchat, bitch, like that, you know? So I think that's Nicki Minaj when it comes to, like, these female rappers and this rap shit.
Right. I do agree. But thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 202. This is the same call I think we talked to earlier. 54. I'm hanging up on you. Because that was that guy, the prank caller. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want to listen to that stupid stuff. What you want to listen to, Pops?
We can listen to Jerry Springer, T-Pain, and Tory Lanez.
What?
It's called Jerry Springer.
Okay, so Tory Lanez, whose song is it?
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. Is this on his new album?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jerry Springer. All right, let's take this call, Pops. This might be the last one, depending on where it go, how it go. 408-9234, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, my nigga? You got some dried lips. You need some Burt's Bees on them.
All right, so that's the end of the call in, because they trolling now.
Are you that bored? That you
yes, that was Freud. That was like San Jose, like some bi-curious-ass dude.